here in California. Scattered showers forecast for later today likely won't be enough to put out some of the more than 30 wildfires still burning. That means more work for firefighters and bigger bills for the state. The current cost of firefighting in California is expected to reach more than $1 billion. That's twice what the state spent a decade ago. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Amy Standen reports.
It doesn't look like much today, but 17 years ago, this scrubby Berkeley hillside overlooking Highway 24 was on every TV screen in the country.
Well, we're basically really close to where the Oakland Hills fire started.
Max Moritz is a fire researcher with UC Berkeley. He says what started as a small grass fire one October weekend in 1991 exploded into a blaze that destroyed more than 3,200 homes and killed 25 people. And yet, says Moritz, there's nothing unusual about these hills.
This is a classic wildland-urban interface situation that, you know, this is a snapshot of what many, many, many communities in California look like.
Moritz says this area, like much of California, is ready to burn again at any time. And when they hit, these fires will threaten more homes and be more expensive to fight than ever. That's because, with California's population growing by 500,000 people a year, development is booming in fire-prone areas like this one. Homes and lives are far more difficult and expensive to protect than wildlands. And that has nearly everyone, including Schwarzenegger, calling for more money.
The firefighters, they're stretched to the limit. And I think the key thing for us is to create more resources as quickly as possible.
The federal government picks up much of California's firefighting tab. And as fire season lengthens, particularly in California, the costs grow, up 41% just since last year. Nationwide, in fact, the cost of fighting fires has grown from 13% of the Federal Forest Department's budget in 1991 to almost half of it projected for 2009. Much of that cash heads to California to reimburse CAL FIRE, the largest state firefighting agency in the country. But Schwarzenegger says the state needs to raise even more money. He wants all Californians to contribute to a new firefighting fund. And no one's more enthusiastic about that idea than CAL FIRE, whose director is Ruben Grijalva.
It will bring to us 11 helicopters that will be 24-hour all-risk helicopters. They will have night flying capability, which we currently don't have. They'll have a heavier payload capacity.
But those who live in cities will see none of this new gear. That's because those helicopters will go where the fires are, rural areas where new developments abut wildlands. And therein lies the dilemma facing legislators. Why should all Californians pay for a service that only some of them will use? At least that's Christine Kehoe's problem with the Schwarzenegger bill. The Democratic state senator from San Diego wants rural dwellers to pay more for firefighting. She's proposing a $50 tax on homeowners in fire-prone areas.
Californians that choose to live in high fire hazard severity zones need to pay their fair share of the tremendous costs that go into firefighting. That's the fair way to handle it.
To single out a small group and say, we're going to penalize you because of where you live, I mean, that's just absurd.
Kevin Jeffries is a former firefighter and a Republican state assemblyman who represents some of the fire-prone areas that Kehoe's bill would affect.
I mean, let's go to L.A. County and say, look, you're sending too many prisoners to our state prison, so we're going to tax everybody who lives in L.A. County because you're filling up our prisons. I mean, that's just ridiculous. We're all in this together.
But Jeffries says he speaks for many other Republicans as well, whose real objection is that the state would impose any new taxes at all.
We're going to have a state budget close to $110 billion. For the state of California to tell the taxpayers, we don't have enough money to fund our police and firefighters, is absurd. It's a matter of priorities.
Meanwhile, hunkered down under the smoky skies of Sacramento, state lawmakers are still haggling over just those priorities. That's because this year's fire season coincides with yet another explosive state phenomenon, a multi-billion dollar budget deficit and endless negotiations to come up with compromises to fund all the state's needs. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen in San Francisco.